95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching, sister. How you doing?
Sitting on the 134, just having a good time.
That's
just sitting there.
Fun. That's neat.
And the freeway is going 50.
Right.
And then you're going zero.
Right.
You know that there's an accident. And you can look up and see the place you work, and you could probably walk there.
Oh, you could see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying. That's very annoying. That's like you're going to In-N-Out, and there's 400 people in front of you.
Yes.
And so you're sitting there, and you're sitting there, and you're like, there's burgers in there.
But at least that line's moving.
Well,
when there's an accident, there are times when you just sit.
So what did what to whom?
Don't know.
You didn't go past it?
No.
You didn't see? That's fun.
Nope.
How many, I was just thinking, just stoplights. I mean, literally, by the time we're dead, how many years?
That's a great question.
Have we spent sitting in our car waiting to move? I mean, probably, especially in Los Angeles.
I would imagine,
might add up to a couple of years.
Well, are you adding accidents into that? Because if you are, then it's easily a couple of years.
Sure. No.
Because accidents are just...
Not when you're traveling somewhere, but when you're sitting waiting.
Oh, I know. I hear you. When you're sitting in your car, but you're not moving.
It's horrifying. What a waste.
It is the worst.
It's ridiculous. Modern life is rubbish.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five. Very sexy today.
Head.
No, it's just it's about head. Yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah.
Misunderstood.
You know,
that.
Like heading out to the...
Gotcha.
Big game.
I'm sorry. Your example again?
Very G-rated part of heading out to the, the ball game.
Let's head out to the
Who
ball game.
Who doesn't like a good ball game?
Gotcha.
I
misunderstood that entirely.
Ball game. That's always fun.
What's up with Florida? People are dumb. One American dollar.
What
new TV series have you recently rediscovered or discovered for the first time?
Mm.
Because we're all looking for, we all have a show we're watching.
Yeah, and it's going to get a little while, it'll take a little while to get up to speed with everything.
Right.
Snacks
but then going. You're going to run out of that,
yep.
And then you need something else.
Yeah, so we need some suggestions.
So we'll talk about that.
Let's get Brother Mike in here. Hey, Brother Mike, come on down.
And we've got the KLOS name game that is up to $1,000.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to give you a chance to win it sometime between now and 4. Good luck unto thee. Seattle's own Aaron Jones, that is Blood in the Water. And guess what country loves him? Yeah, big fans in this one particular country. I'm kind of surprised about it. He's actually speaking of it so much now because he has such a fan base there in this country. Aaron Jones does.
It's not the U.S., I assume.
Not yet. Come on, U.S., USA, USA.
Wow, what country would love... I don't know what country would love him.
I don't think I ever would have guessed. So, France.
Is that right?
This massive French fan base. Even there's a little article here. C'est une renaissance. And I'm quite on about him, and he's like, thank you to my incredible French fan base, and blah, blah, blah.
He deserves it.
It's kind of interesting, yeah.
He deserves it for sure.
Yep.
Let's do People Are Dumb.
Okay. All right. You got it.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
An Arkansas man charged after deputy noticed suspicious activity in, quote, rocking car.
been there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Not in his car, I don't think.
55-year-old Theodore Morgavan, the third, has been charged with 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, public sexual indecency,
Woo!
Possession of drug paraphernalia,
mm-hmm.
and bringing drug paraphernalia into a government facility.
When was the last time you got it on in a car, young Kevin?
I plead the fifth. On October 8th.
10 minutes ago. Well, that's why you were late.
At around 12:45 a.m., a deputy noticed a car in a commercial storage facility in Midway. The deputy approached the, quote, rocking car and saw Morgavan in the car being sexual with...
Yeah. Oh, no.
A stuffed animal.
Oh! Didn't see that coming.
He was really giving that stuffed animal the business. The car was shaking.
Wow. You know, it's a rocking, but so did he. What kind of animal was it?
It doesn't point that out, although I do have many questions.
Yeah, giant panda.
Starting with, can't you just move the stuffed animal?
Can't you what?
To have sex with it? Can't you just move
the
stuffed
animal? Oh, yeah. Maybe
rock the car?
You know, maybe at home, like, they know that he's got this thing for the big stuffed animal, so he can't be bringing another one into the house, so gotta go to the storage unit where there's... Was it his, or had he just decided to...
It doesn't say if it was his. I assume it was his, because it was his car.
Was he being safe? Was he using precautions?
I'm guessing not, because the car was rocking.
I mean,
the car is rocking, I'm guessing.
I don't want the animal to get some
There's
sort of
There's
going
to be a lot of little stuffed animals running around this car for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I do, because I need $1.25 to play.
The 10 best Halloween movies of all time. Now, we did the 10 best horror movies. This is different.
How is that different? Well, I don't understand. What?
Halloween.
It's always horror.
Not necessarily.
Well, really? Oh, I guess.
Because it involves TV shows.
Television. Hey, what's on the television
and
today?
And it's also a list that's been put together, and I think this is important, by CBS News.
CBS.
Yes.
Okay, what are they doing? Why are they doing
that?
I
don't know.
Ah, we're really bored. Slow news day. There's hardly anything going on in the world. Let's put together a list of Halloween movies that aren't horror.
The 10 best. No, I'm not saying they're not horror, because there are some horror movies in here. But they're not specifically horror.
Gotcha. Okay. That's weird. It's weird.
It is a little strange, yes.
I mean, it's a television, huh? You know, I'm going to say the first thing. I went to, do you know what Halloween Town is here in Burbank?
I guess.
Rob Zombie has his hands on it, and it's pretty damn cool. Just went in there looking for masks yesterday. That place is awesome on Magnolia.
It is pretty great.
So I'm going to say Halloween Town. Ah, no way. Wow. Well, thank you, so Rob surprised. Zombie and Co.
That was number 9.
Huh. All right. You said CBS, so I'm going to guess You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I love that. Or not You're a Good Man. It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Correct.
That's CBS, right?
I did not think you were going to get that
one. I love that one. We watch that every year. Isn't that dorky?
Yes. Incredibly.
How dare you, sir? I gave you a chance to go, no, Doug, that's kind of cool.
I know you gave me that chance. I did not want to take it.
Bastard. Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a classic.
Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic. Oh,
sweet.
Look at you. You got 3 in a row.
I do love Halloween. That's for damn sure. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Other Halloween movies. Mm-hmm. I guess It. Is It on the list?
Is It on
is
the list?
Is It on the list? Oh,
it
no
is on the list,
way!
Yes.
Four out of four. I'm going to buy a bag of candy corn and bring it in and force you to eat it. What do you think about that?
You can't force me to eat anything.
You'll be surprised. I'll find a way.
You let me know why I chose this list. I chose this list because of one of the answers.
Okay.
You let me know which one.
Oh, all right.
Number 10 is Scream.
Scream, okay.
Number 9 is Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Number 8 is The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Number 7 is The Blair Witch Project.
Ugh. Crying out loud with that damn movie.
Number 6 is It.
It.
Number 5 is saying For Crying Out Loud, that damn movie. My dad only said For Crying Out Loud. Number 5, I've never heard of The Witches.
From
1990. I don't know what that is.
No, I don't think I do. I said there's Witches of Eastwick, but I don't know.
That just says The Witches.
Okay.
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Woo!
You got number 4. Number 3, you got The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, you did not pick Halloween.
Oh, right.
Which seems like a best Halloween movie.
Is that a good movie? I've never heard of it.
And number 1 is What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, there you go. That's the one.
From 2014.
Now, the movie was very good, and the series, What We Do in the Shadows, started off great and has only gotten much, much better. It is hilarious.
It is really great. Look it up if you haven't seen the series, What We Do in the Shadows. It's comedy.
It's hilarious, gross, bizarre, what the hell's the matter with these people comedy.
All of the above.
It's my favorite kind of stuff. And, you know, we've done body parts before on Gimme 5.
We have, that's true.
But we never focused on the control module, the cranium.
The head.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about for Gimme 5.
Yeah. Oh, tough guys, huh? That's what Gimme 5 is going to be about, if you can think of anything with word head in the title.
We are currently, my woman and I, binging a show called The Americans.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. You really love that
series.
Which
is really, really good. It's about two Russian spies who come to the United States in 1980.
Right.
And throughout the 80s, they're spying for Russia.
Right.
And it's got 6 seasons. And it's strong from the very beginning and worth it.
Isn't it amazing when certain shows, just the characters are already locked in place from episode 1? We go back and watch Superstore quite a bit because it's just so solid. And it's amazing that the first episode, all the characters are who they are for the entire time. They all progress and change, but bam, that's always impressive. I love that.
So we're coming up on season 6, and then we're going to need something else.
Oh, yeah. I hate that feeling.
A lot of people are in that place where you're looking for what your next binge show is going to be.
Exactly.
I have 2 suggestions of my favorites, and then we'll take your suggestions at 818-955-KLOS, a show that goes at least a season.
Yeah, at least a season, so you can really binge. You can get in there and waste a lot of time.
One of them is Homeland for me,
okay,
which you can see on Hulu right now.
My woman likes that one, I think.
Homeland is great.
Right.
That's a great series, and it's about she's working with, I think, the CIA and mm-hmm. trying to figure out. There's a lot of Mideast stuff, so maybe you'll want to.
So it's a comedy.
It's not so much a comedy, no, but it's a great drama.
That sounds like you have a kind of genre you
I
like
do.
In particular, right?
I do, yeah.
Are there a lot of louds in those?
In that one, sure.
Good.
And in the next one that I'm going to tell you about is The Shield.
The Shield.
That's a great show about cops.
Cops.
Who are sometimes on the line, sometimes step over the line, but get good results.
I don't know that any cop doesn't do that.
Yeah, true.
You kind of have to.
But that's another great series that has four or five seasons in it and is totally worth binging.
Now, I've mentioned to you Loki. Have you watched any of that?
I've not watched Loki,
It's kind of interesting because they'll pull from the like a movie, one of the...
This is a Star Wars?
No,
Marvel.
Yeah. Marvel. And they'll pull from one of the Marvel movies and, you know, actual scene with him in it. And then they expand on where he went, like he'll just vanish or whatever.
Interesting.
Digs in, and yeah, they've already got one season, and we're into season two, which is actually running now. I think it's on Thursday nights, and they're up to the second episode. And it's very entertaining, very well put together. You don't need to know the universe to be able to get into it. It's just, it looks great. It's kind of got that steampunk sort of thing going.
Love it.
Yeah, which is really cool. So Loki is really good, and he's a great actor, and they got a bunch of a great folk in it as well. Then there's The Expanse. That is
I don't know anything about this.
Massive, epic space sci-fi thing that across the board it just sort of changes. It's probably what 100 years in the future, and people are quite used to living in space and mm-hmm. just everything that kind of starts going on with it.
It's a series,
yeah, oh. And it's about I think 6 seasons, and they've wrapped now. It's over, but we're going back to watch them because it's so huge. And then there was a huge chunk of time when it didn't happen, I think, because of COVID and all of that stuff. So it sort of broken up, but really good.
Where can you watch that
entertaining
Expanse.
Stuff?
Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I think Hulu actually maybe.
All right,
The Expanse, and of course you also like What We Do in the Shadows.
I do, yes. That's a funny one.
Just hilarious.
And 30-minute episodes.
Exactly.
Which is important.
But they're so dark. But if you liked Creepshow, the movie, it was really funny, but also gross AF. I mean, it's like insane.
Yes, it's both.
Over the line. It's awesome. So What We Do in the Shadows.
So 818-955-KLOS. Great shows that you would recommend other people binge. Yeah. Call now.
Did you see me push that button just now on the board here at KLOS?
Yeah.
It was the trash can button, and I almost hit the song that was on the air. I don't know what would happen if that does it disappear it forever?
The station would disappear.
Yeah. I like pushing the wrong buttons sometimes just to see what happens.
Yeah, that's great.
I think I might need to do that one.
That's good to know.
If I play some song we don't like, I'll accidentally hit the delete button.
We are talking about TV shows that you would recommend other people binge. What do you got?
I heard that you love The Shield and you love the Homeland, both shows I love as well.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, I'm going to throw one out there. I don't know if your audience has seen it or you, but The Wire on HBO.
The Wire is supposed to be great. I've never seen that.
I've heard really good things about it, too, yeah.
But I've only heard good things.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you love those shows. You're going to love The Wire for sure.
Nice. All right, perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Dude, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about shows you would recommend to binge.
Oh, totally binge. Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy is so great.
Yeah.
That's a good recommendation. I love that.
A couple of friends who absolutely love that show.
Yep.
Just live for it. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so I definitely love The Expanse, which I think they mentioned earlier, but it's actually on Amazon Prime, by the way, not Hulu.
Right, yes, Amazon, thank you. That's where you can find The Expanse. Great series. Spent a lot of money on it, too. If you like sci-fi, they just blew the budget.
Exactly. Well, as far as the other ones that I suggest will be more like a Netflix, so I think a lot of people have it. One of them would be like Last Kingdom if you're into like that kind of kings and queens and horses and Vikings type vibe.
All right.
I haven't told you about that one.
Last Kingdom. All right.
Yep. Another one I thought was good, which would be in Hulu, was Reservation Dogs, which is about, you know, kids in like the reservation in Oklahoma, Native Americans specifically. And I thought that was good. It just ended to, I think, Waititi. I forget his name, the director. He was the one who put that show together, helped put it together, and most of the actors are Native American.
Yeah, you know, brother Mike loves that show. He's talked about it a couple times. I've had it on my gotta get around to watching it binge list for a long time. That's great. Right. Thank you very much. 818-955-KLOS.
What series should we binge? Hello.
Hello, who
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
You sound very suspicious.
Hi, Kevin and Sluggo.
Who is this?
Hi, we're talking about the TV shows that you would recommend people binge.
Okay, I have two that I love. Of course, Yellowstone and Mayans.
Oh, Mayans is great, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, those are great ones.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. You too. KLOS, hello.
Yellowstone, is that the one with the bears that are always trying to steal picnics?
No, that's very different. Oh, okay. No. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about TV shows to binge. What do you got?
It's a new show on Peacock from John Carpenter. It's called Suburban Screams. Pretty good.
I have not heard of that. That's good.
John Carpenter? The John Carpenter?
The John Carpenter.
Oh, wow.
An anthology. Yeah, each episode's a different story, you know, dramatizations, but it's
phenomenal.
Pretty good.
I haven't even heard of it. Suburban Screams. Perfect. Awesome,
right,
man. Thank you. We'll definitely check that out. Hello, KLOS.
You guys are into superhero type of shows?
Yeah, I like those.
The Boys.
The Boys, yeah. You know, Derek, one of the dudes who puts that together, chat with him occasionally on the Tweet Machine. He's very, very cool, and that's a great series.
Yeah, it's an amazing series.
He has really good taste in music, too, so I trust that it's really good.
Ah, all right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Somebody mentioned it. I was going to say Homeland. I mean, yes. I'm going back to it, even though I've already seen it. But, I mean, you'll go back to it, and you'll see that thing that you never even noticed before.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great series, and I'm going to rewatch that one as well. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Shows to watch. Banshee. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of Banshee. Is it good?
Yeah, Banshee is excellent. It's by the same guy, same lead actor who plays Homelander in The Boys. Really good story. Definitely worth watching.
I got another swing around to The Boys. That's cool. There's just so much amazing television right now.
There is.
It really is incredible. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I would binge watch Narcos any day of the week.
Narcos is also great, yeah.
Wow. You've seen quite a few of these, young Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the drug trade.
Yeah.
In Mexico and Colombia.
Which is what you got out of it about 30 years ago?
I don't like to talk about it.
Moved on? Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, talk to us about binge-worthy television.
You kind of have to have a morbid sense of humor.
Sure.
The Boys.
Yeah, there's another one for The
Boys.
Another
one for The Boys.
Yeah.
The Boys. And then there's now a spinoff. Gen V.
Gen V.
It's the same world.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
TV shows you would recommend people binge.
Meeting the master. You know, that's Greta Van Fleet, and it just occurred to me for the first time ever, their vocals sound a little bit like Supergrass. 69 bonus points if you know that band, Supergrass, but great stuff from Greta Van Fleet there, Meeting the Master.
A Supergrass reference.
Yeah, ladies and
gentlemen. Did not see that coming. All right, we are talking about TV shows that you should binge. What do you got?
I would say the Pantera Home Videos 1, 2, and 3, and then you got Dime Vision 1, 2.
That's for a very loud night or three.
It, man, they're very good, and it's something you can binge watch.
Nice.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks, dude.
Great suggestion.
You guys rule.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
There's one on Amazon that I really like, and it's called The Periphery.
The Periphery?
Yeah, it's a really good one.
What's it about?
Well, it's pretty much this girl puts on a headset, and she goes about 100, 200 years in the future.
Ooh, I like that.
I think I watched that.
Yeah, you did? Did you like it?
I think I loved it, yes.
Yeah, there's a giant list of shows that we've seen, and I have to keep that list because I can't remember
anymore.
Well,
you need a better name than The Periphery.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about TV shows you should binge.
Along the Carrie Russell vein there, the Diplomat.
The Diplomat is so good.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome.
Yes, I've watched that one, too. It's one season so far, right?
Yeah, one season waiting for number two. This is also in your wheelhouse, Kevin. The Old Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The Old
that's
Man is great.
Really good one, yeah.
Oh, dude.
I've seen that, too.
Love that.
That is a good one, too.
Come out with a new one. Yeah,
hey,
man,
there we go.
Hey.
We're on the same page now. Yay.
Same page. Finally, The Old Man.
That brought us together.
Just like me.
Thank
right
you,
on,
man.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
give me five.
Do you want to give him five songs in a row?
That's kind of what we do.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, so what is the subject today? Head, right?
The head is that word is in the title.
Or I'm thinking anywhere. You know, screw it. Even if it's the band name. But
okay,
what's
that's
the
fine.
First suggestion?
Well, Reptar, I think, got it all wrong.
Good for him.
Barry Manilow.
Ooh,
wrong station.
What?
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Which I think was done by
B.J. Thomas.
Which Kirk suggested. And no.
Right. Oh, Kirk!
No to both of you.
Wiseacre!
BJ Thomas indeed.
We do not play songs for wiseacres.
But you know, since it doesn't have to be in the title, let's start with some Motorhead.
Hello, boys and girls. Hello. This is Lemmy from Motorhead. You know, the ugly one. And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS. What do those letters stand for? Write them on your pajamas and send them in, and we'll tell you who's won next week.
Brian, G Unit 11, and Amy Cunningham all asked for that one, Head Like a Hole.
Great choice.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We are doing Give Me Five songs with Head in the title. What do we need to hear?
I do believe Kevin needs to hear One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head. Then how about Headlong by Queen?
1991's Innuendo. In Your Widow. That is Headlong from Queen. Got a couple of suggestions for this next one from Orion X2 and PSA 95. Songs with Head in the title or the band name, and it is 400 Head Game.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Arkansas was caught because his car was rocking while he was having sex with a stuffed animal. Which is lame.
What do you even say to that?
I don't know. The guy was in his 50s. It's not great. And what's up with Florida? Three men kidnapped the wrong guy and tortured him. Turns out they had the wrong guy.
And then they tried to get him to help them kidnap the right guy.
Right.
What do you know? He called the police instead.
What are the chances of that? And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning.
Could net you $1,300. Good luck with that. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. All of a sudden, somebody wants to play by all the rules.
Screw that. No. I must have been high a moment ago. I'll be right back. I'm going to get high again.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, be caller 25 right now if you'd like to go see GNR at the Hollywood Bowl. November 1st and 2nd, they're showing up there, and we've got a little question for you about that show.
Tiny trivia question.
Yeah, just a little question about the show. If you think you can answer it, you can be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Yeah. Who are you?
Hey, this is Cooper.
Hey, Cooper, you want to go see Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, man.
They're showing up at the Hollywood Bowl November 1st and 2nd, and we are going to send you to the show since you're caller 25 if you can answer this really rough trivia question about the show.
Who is the opening band?
Oh, gosh. Hold on a second.
You got 3 seconds. Three.
Okay, Dirty Honey.
Two.
It is not Dirty Honey. I'm sorry.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, it's Chris.
Chris, you want to go see GNR at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, I do.
Very excited about the show, are you?
Very excited. I want to see Black Keys more.
Ah!
That's our trivia question.
Yeah, that was our trivia. Damn it!
Our trivia question is who's opening for them? And you're Black saying Keys. Black Keys.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Which means you win the tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the wind out of our sails, buddy.
Sorry, man.
I have twice in my life won $1,000 on a video poker machine.
Have you?
Yeah, playing. I hit Royal Flush, because I always play all five. So, yeah, you do that, and you get your $1,000, and that's what we got sometime between now and four, and you don't even need to know how to play poker.
Right.
Just be caller 25 and be able to give us the answer we're looking for in the name game. That's coming up really soon.
We have $1,000 and tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum for the KLOS name game. Right now, we'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Startle the gibbon. Upset the orangutan. Piss off the gorilla.
Alternate names?
Yeah.
The name game.
Oh.
The name game.
I see where you're going.
The name game.
Yeah.
KLOS, who is this?
Hey, this is Dan.
What's your name?
Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Are you in the middle of a fight right now?
fight.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
Which means you get to play the KLOS name game. You get a chance at $1,000 and tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum. We are looking for something you'd find on the Starbucks menu with at least three words in the name.
Someone apparently, cinnamon Dutch latte was Mickey's answer. And Julie said cranberry bliss bar. Boy, these are really cheerful names.
They sure are.
Sheesh kabibble. Those are wrong, Dan. What do you think it is for a grand?
Well, this one's cheery too, but it's pretty good. It's strawberry acai refresher.
Strawberry what?
Strawberry acai refresher.
Ah, I haven't had that. Have you had that, young Kevin?
I have not. And also, it's incorrect.
How can you be buzzing these cheerful names? That's just wrong.
Thank you for trying. $1,100 in the 4 o'clock hour. We have $1,100 and tickets to see the Eagles. If you want to play the KLOS name game, be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Play it. Hit it.
All righty.
The name game. The name game.
Yeah. It's a fun, fun game for the whole family to play and win money at. You betcha.
KLOS, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, you're caller 25.
All right, sweet.
All right, if I have to.
All right, you get to play the KLOS name game.
If I must win $1,100.
$1,100 and take a seat of the Eagles.
Yes, I bloody well will.
We're looking for something you'd find on the Starbucks menu with at least three words in the name.
And Ryan, the last couple of guesses were strawberry acai refresher. I've never heard of that.
It's acai, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. And, fancy. And cinnamon dolce latte from Mickey. We have orders up at the bar. None of those are right so far. What do you think it is, Ryan? And say it really bored.
All right, I'm going to go with banana, walnut, and pecan loaf.
I need you to keep it clean.
Banana, walnut, and pecan loaf.
That sounds terrible. Is it good?
I have no idea. I'm just...
Oh, okay. Is it the right answer? Oh,
it is not the right answer. I'm sorry.
All right, Ryan.
Thank you for trying.
All right, thanks.
$1,200 in the 5 o'clock hour.
I think I approve of his disapproving attitude myself, honestly.
$1,100. Get your $1,100. Who wants $1,100?
Or 12? Pretty sure it's 12.
Oh, $1,200. Who wants your $1,200?
I was very confused. The KLOS name game is here. You can win $1,200 and tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Piano! Thank you!
Nope. Nope. Hit it.
The name game, the name game.
Yeah, baby. Take our money.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Nicole,
you're caller 25.
Oh, yay. I can't believe it.
You get to play the KLOS name game for $1,200 and tickets to see the Eagles. We are looking for something you'd find on a Starbucks menu with at least three words in the name.
Hey, by the way, Nicole, Steely Dan is opening for him. How awesome is that?
That's awesome.
I love them. Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, too, were from Ryan. It was a banana, walnut, and pecan loaf. And Dan wanted a strawberry acai. How do you say it?
Acai.
Acai. Acai. A refresher. Those are wrong, Nicole. What do you think it is?
Okay, is it the pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin spice latte. I hear that be ordered quite a bit.
Pumpkin
actually,
spice
there.
Latte.
Is that the correct order? Or will you... Oh, you're getting thrown out of Starbucks.
Sorry.
Sorry, Nicole. Okay.
Thank you for trying.
Manager's got you on his list now.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, then.
$1,300 with Heidi and Frank.
Hey, Ruben at Park House Tire. Dude, thanks very much for always having KLOS on. Ruben.
I knew Ruben was a good guy.
Yeah, right? At Park House Tire? Yeah, totally, dude. Thank you for listening at Park House Tire, dude. Jimi Hendrix Experience played their first major show on this day in rock in 1966, opening for a French pop star named Johnny Hallyday at the Olympia Theater in Paris. Small Faces officially became Faces when Rod Stewart joined the band on this day in rock in 1969. Did you know it's Rocky Horror Picture Show Day here in Los Angeles? And it has been since 1991.